It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is Kyle Bailey, one of our favorite local experts, Mary Gilbert, from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, Kyle. It's always great to be here and share what's going on in our communities.
So we've talked before about interest rates, prices, buyer activity. One number that people hear about a lot, but they don't always understand, is inventory. Can you help break that down?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we talk about months of inventory, we're referring to how long it would take to sell all the homes currently on the market if no new ones were listed. So based on the current pace of sales. So right now we're sitting at around 4.2 months of inventory in Douglas County, which tells us we're kind of in a mildly seller-leaning market, but it's pretty balanced compared to the past few years.
So not the wild seller's market like from 2021.
Exactly. So buyers today have a bit more breathing room, depending on the price ranges. With average days on market at around 79 days, they're not under as much pressure to make split-second decisions. But that doesn't mean sellers are at a disadvantage. It just means pricing correctly is crucial. So homes that are well-priced and move-in ready are still selling quickly and competitively.
Well, it makes sense. Now, inventory not only tells us about supply, but kind of affects the negotiation dynamic then.
Yes, it absolutely does. So lower inventory often favors sellers, giving them more leverage. But as inventory rises or demand softens even a bit, buyers regain some negotiating power. So maybe they ask for repairs or closing costs. So that's why understanding this number is so important for both sides of the transaction.
Now, let's talk about some of the hot new listings on the market this week. What do you have for us?
Yeah, so it's been a strong week with a variety of homes hitting the market across Douglas County. So 1381 Echo Drive. Hey, this listing is relaunched. It's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home. Total square footage is 5,000, with about 1,400 of that being in the third story, a finished, semi-finished attic space. So it's a nice rec room, bonus room. This house is listed at $799,900. What you're going to love about this property is just minutes from the North Umpqua River. It's situated on 5 level acres. So it's got room for horses. It's got a chef's kitchen with quartz countertops, a big cooking island. It's got a built-in desk. It's got living room and family room. And this garage is huge. And it also has a bathroom in the garage. It comes with its own workshop as well. This could be an easy conversion to an ADU or an in-law suite. Plenty of room for RV boat parking. And this is also having an open house this evening from 3 to 5 p.m. And it is also open again tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m.
A garage that is so big that it has its own bathroom.
Yeah, bathroom and workshop.
Well, okay. You've got your own private residence there, apparently. So what about something in Sutherland?
Yeah, so 160 East 5th Avenue in Sutherland. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, over 1,400 square feet, offered for sale at $350,000. This house has been remodeled. It's a single-story home in Sutherland. Turnkey residence with laminate flooring, high ceilings, exposed beams. It's got a spacious open layout. This does have a really big lot. And RV boat parking with that detached garage that also has that ADU potential. So, Hardy Plake Siding, if you want this house, I understand there's multiple offers coming in. You have until Monday at 5 p.m. to get your offers in. This is listed with Deidre Joven at Keller Williams.
Well, don't wait then. What about something in Winston?
It's 465 Southeast Gregory Drive, Winston, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, just over 1,600 square feet, offered for sale at $325. This is a 2021 built home. It's spacious living area. It's got an island in the kitchen and a pantry, dining space that leads to a covered Trex deck. It's on a third of an acre. Guess what? This is the listings of the week with garages. This has an attached 3-car garage and RV parking. And it also has an easy ramp into the house, listed with Angelina Wielden at Keller Williams.
What if you were looking for property?
So this property has been on the market. It's for a long time, 1.49 acres offered for sale at $60,000. If you want someplace that you can just go and be hidden from everyone in the middle of town, this is it. So you're going to have sweeping views of the valley, mountains. It's zoned R7.5 for single family home. You know, you need to check into utilities and stuff, but if you want something right in the middle of town, this is going to be it. And this is Lisa with Jeannie Hackey at Keller Williams.
All right. Let's take a look at our weekly market snapshot. What's been happening in real estate around Douglas County?
Yes, yeah, so we've been seeing some interesting shifts this week, Kyle. So here's how the numbers stack up compared to last week. So new listings came in at 44, which is a drop from the 59 we saw the week before. So we're seeing slightly less new inventory, but still a decent flow of listings coming on the market. Coming soon listings held steady at 2, so no major change there. Back on the market jumped from 8 to 14 this week, so that's almost double, which might suggest some buyer hesitation or financing hiccups. Pending sales climbed again from 49 last week to 53 this week, which is great. It shows buyer activity is still strong and all those pendings are eating up that listing inventory. Sold homes, however, dropped again from 33 last week to just 27 this week. So while offers are being written, we're seeing a bit of a lag in closings.
So buyers still active, but maybe some delays in getting to that finish line.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something we're watching. So on the pricing side, we saw 76 price changes. That's down from 85 the prior week, but it still shows that sellers are adjusting to stay competitive.
So overall, a little less new inventory, slower week for closings, but still plenty of movement on the front end.
Right, absolutely. There's a huge number of pendings happening right now. The takeaway is this. So homes that are priced right and move-in ready are still getting attention and offers. Buyers are out there. They're just being selective. So that's kind of why we're seeing days on market increase.
Now, I know we also just got the full stats for July, right? How'd the month shape up overall?
Yeah, so great timing on that. The Douglas County Real Estate Market Recap for July 2025 shows that new listings were up slightly at 182. That's a 3.4% increase from July of 2024. Pending sales dropped 4% year over year, totaling 144 accepted offers for the month of July. Closed sales were strong, up 12.8% with 132 homes sold. So inventory came in at 4.2 months and market time rose to 79 days. The average sales price in July was $352,500. That's up 1.1% from last year. And at the same time, the median sales price rose to $341,200. That's a 4.3% gain from July of last year.
So prices still inching up even with a bit more inventory and a longer market time.
Exactly. And if we zoom out a little, the year-to-date numbers show the market is just slightly softer overall. So year-to-date, closed sales are down 1.9% compared to year-to-date through 2024 at the same time. New listings are down 0.2%, and pending sales were down 1.3%. But the good news for both buyers and sellers is that home values have remained steady. The 12-month average sales price sits at $346,400, and the median sales price for the rolling 12 months sits at $327,500. So both showing resilience in the market.
All right, less than a minute left. If people want to get connected to you, they've got questions about buying or selling, what do they do?
Yeah, so you can give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street, or you can check us out online at marygilbert.com. We'd be honored to guide you home.
And as you mentioned, always with open houses to check out. It's still a lot going on this time of year.
Exactly, even with the fair. So we got lots of things to do.
All right. What's your phone number? What's your contact?
Yep, 541-366-6080, 2658 Northeast Stevens Street.
All right, Mary Gilbert, Local Real Estate Today. That wraps it up for the segment on the Morning Report. It's 9 o'clock.